This is the County Cricket Podcast for the 12th of July. Rain again played havoc with today's county action, as Glamorgan were forced to abandon their Clydesdale Bank 40 match against Somerset without a ball being bowled. Elsewhere in the LV County Championship, Durham took control on a shortened third day at New Road. Worcestershire, resuming in the relatively strong position of 102, were bowled out for just 205, as first Scott Borthwick and then Chris Rushworth starred for the visitors. Borthwick struck first, removing Australian Phil Hughes for 87. He also picked up the next three wickets to fall, and ended with figures of 4 for 37, while Rushworth took 3 for 43 to help polish off the lower order. Durham then faced 20 overs in their second innings, and closed on 67 without loss, to extend their lead to 105 going into the final day. A 143-run six-wicket partnership between Adam Bowes and skipper Chris Reid meant that Nottinghamshire took their first innings lead over Middlesex to 231 at the close of the second day. Burgess brought up his century from 167 balls before falling as one of four wickets for Tim Murta, while Reid was caught and bowled by for Toby Rowland-Jones for 71. Nottinghamshire all out for 329 off the final ball of the day, with rain bringing an early close. Lancashire advanced to 425 for 7 by the close of the second day against Surrey at Guildford. Stephen Croft added 99 to his overnight score to end on 104 not out, and partner Glenn Chappell during a pivotal 7th wicket stand of 121. At Edgbaston, 65 overs were bowled on the opening day of Warwickshire's match against Sussex, with the home side closing on 175 for 3 after the winning the toss and electing to bat. William Porterfield and Varun Chopra had added 66 for the first wicket, but both fell leg before to Monty Pandasar within 4 overs of one another, bring Sussex back into contention. Ian Bell, though, hit a fluent 57 from only 86 balls, as he found form before the first test against South Africa, which begins next Thursday. In Division 2, play finally got underway at Southampton, where Yorkshire closed day 2 on 83 for 3 after being asked to bat by Hampshire captain Jimmy Adams. Adam Lyons had departed in the fourth over to James Tomlinson, while a Kabir Ali double strike had accounted for Phil Jakes and Johnny Bairstow to make it 28 for 3. Fortunately for the visitors, Joe Root and Gary Bounce survived until the close without further loss, Root ending 4 short of his 8th first class 50. Ed Cowan completed his century as Gloucestershire closed on 284 for 4 on the second day against Essex at Cheltenham. They lost their captain Alex Gooden to the second ball of the day, but Cowan and New Zealander Hamish Marshall added 104 for the fourth wicket, with the former falling shortly before stumps for 103, and the latter ending on 72.